Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man, it's Thursday. We're counting down to Sunday. Falcons, Carolina, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, Carolina.
Oh, my goodness. Pre-game at 11, kicks at 1, guys. And today, by the way, Mike, injury update. Couple of news notes here with our Falcons.
Darnell Mooney was a full participant today.
Yeah, he's gone from, at least on the fantasy leagues, from questionable to healthy, which sounds really intriguing because I think, you know, he has been more questionable the first 2 weeks than he has been more healthy. Either way, the big one, I think, is Kyle Pitts. Toe, limited participant.
Toe?
Yeah, and look, that doesn't mean he's not going to play or he's not ready. We said this about James Pierce Jr., who was also limited participant.
Garoin.
But coach told us yesterday, just a maintenance thing. He'll be out there tomorrow. Tomorrow was today, and he was out there. So I don't think, Mike, all of these are concerns, but here's the guys that did not participate, including cornerback A.J. Terrell. He did not participate today. Neither did corner Mike Ford. He's got a groin. So when you talk about who may or may not be out there, and by the way, they list Charlie Warner has an ankle. He was not a participant today.
Right. So that's a guy that you know use in short yardage, or you know we can talk about you know as far as pass route running, not really more of a helping out on the line. We'll see how Pitts can impact because I've been calling for more Pitts. I could have used more Pitts.
More Pitts.
You know, especially in the red zone. Want to see this team kind of really, you know, that's the only thing. The only thing, if there's something missing through two games, is, you know, that Bijan provides the explosive plays, the home run ball.
Right.
But just the scoring in the red zone. Other than when Michael Penix scrambled for that score, we only got three touchdowns right now through two games. That's what I want to see.
All right. Before we get into something some of you may or may not want, and I want it, why are you concerned about this spread? You think this is a sucker thing, don't
you? Well, I mean, when I just mentioned three offensive touchdowns through two games, and you're a 5.5-point favorite on the road, that's a bit rich for me. But as we pointed out, we went back and we went forensically through what the Panthers have done. It was a lackluster game against Jacksonville to start the season, and then they were down three scores against Arizona. So there was a bunch of scores in the fourth quarter, I should say, which don't really tell the whole story. So if you just look at the stat sheet, wow. Bryce Young had a big day, but it was garbage time catch-up.
Garbage time. I think our defense does a job. They're missing two starting offensive linemen. If we can't take advantage of that, then we're not as good as we thought we were.
And maybe that's where Vegas is at right now.
And look, I'm not telling you it's going to be 40-3. It'd be great, but I also think that the way this game potentially plays out, and we're going to give you our official picks tomorrow, by the way, here on the show, is, Mike, if we get up, just like with Arizona last week, now you're forcing Bryce Young to throw the ball way more than he wants to, and we can pin our ears back, and here come more sacks. Here come more turnovers. That's the formula that I could see playing out in this game. Maybe early it's tight. We get up a couple of touchdowns, and then all of a sudden they got to try to get back into it, and that is a recipe for disaster, as it was last week for them.
Right, but it is kind of interesting for me, just a 5.5-point spread with a team that put 38 on us in our building in regulation, then goes to overtime, and they beat us. And you're telling me that we're going to go up there and score a bunch. Now, again, unless you say strip sack and we're going to get, you know, maybe pick six.
Turnovers.
That would look good. Look good on Billy Bowman's resume. But, yeah, a 5.5-point spread. The over-under we talked about earlier is hanging at 48. No, check that. Down to 44.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay.
Low scoring.
So, yeah, that sounds like so 24-17 we cover.
And they don't score 20. That's where I'm at. Hey, man, do you want national recognition? Do you like it when our team gets nationally recognized?
I want to be under the radar. I don't want them to see us coming.
Well, look, I feel like, and this is just me, for the last 7 years we've been under the radar. We haven't played in the playoffs. For all the hype with Kirk Cousins last year, it didn't accumulate to anything. It didn't lead us anywhere except for controversy. I don't mind people around the country now starting to recognize what we are telling you and what we've been saying to you guys about, hey, we got some talent. And if these guys play up to their capability, we may be doing some things. I want you to hear Dominique Foxworth talk about the Falcons along with Mina Kimes. These are two separate cuts, but this is them just discussing, Mike, hey, 2 weeks in. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about our defense.
Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. Victorious.
It's the defense in the first couple weeks, and like all the rookies that they have that are playing incredibly well, Pierce and Walker, like their impact on the game is noticeable. I did not anticipate this defense being as good as it has been in the first 2 weeks. So that's really what jumps out to me, the impact that they've had, because you're not supposed to win a game when your quarterback plays the way that Michael Penix played, and their red zone efficiency was all field goals that gave them a touchdown at the end. It's just like a hard way to win. The defense got it done.
Yeah, the defense is the story. The defense is where they invested. The defense has been what has dragged this team down for years. And through two games, they've looked pretty damn good. Obviously, most notably, getting after the quarterback. Yes, some of that had to do with J.J. McCarthy holding on to the football too long and some issues on the Vikings offensive line. But I thought they also looked pretty damn good week one. And it's been different players too. I think that's what's kind of cool is like biggest question with the Falcons defense is kind of just been who's going to emerge, who's going to step up. They've put so much draft capital into not just edge this year, but prior defensive line. Right now, it feels like a team effort and they're finding ways to get different guys one-on-ones and different guys are winning up front. What we've always said about this team is like, you don't have to be the purple people eaters out there. We just want you to make quarterbacks slightly uncomfortable, and it looks like your 2 weeks, they have the capability to do that.
That's the conversation.
Thank you, Mina. She gets us.
She does. That's the conversation that's being had. That's good for us. And I don't want to run from if we are going to be good from being great. We need to embrace that. And if this defense is like we think, guys, and Mike said, we're going to throw around nicknames and have fun with these guys, because that's what good defenses do. They create an aura about it that it's energy of its own, Mike. You can't describe like the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. When you start getting to these defenses that just made a difference and an impact, it creates its own energy.
Right.
I hope we're going there. I don't know in first season of a lot of these rookie guys. I don't know if we're going. But, man, that's good to hear nationally that people are recognizing this.
Now, this game we won't have. I mean, I'm just of the opinion we're not going to see A.J. Terrell out there. He did not participate today. The hamstring seemed like it was pretty severe. Teddy Roa McMillan, their draft pick, is averaging 15 yards a catch. So you better get that pressure. Yeah, you better get that pressure from the front seven. Conversely, Xavier Leggett, who everybody loves for his like old school, low country rap, he's got 2 yards per catch. He's been a big disappointment to start the season. And we talked about Bryce Young padding the stats in the comeback, which came up short against Arizona. Hey, man, let's hope we get after it. They got Derek Brown. We're familiar with his work. Our offensive line. We talked with, the interview with Jake Matthews about some of the new pieces that Carolina added. But, the more we talk about it, and hearing Mina Kimes, and, all of a sudden I'm feeling, I don't know, maybe you and I are both going to jump on this at 5.5?
I'm telling you. I
get it now before it gets to 6.
Well, that's the thing. It could, because as we get close to the weekend, people are going to be like, oh, well, they're down a couple of linemen. There are things we talk about that, again, people around the country may not, but as you get closer to Sunday afternoon, more people are like, oh, well, maybe they do cover this. I just feel like we're better than 6 points than them. I just feel that
now,
way.
Now, Penix Jr., we've talked about, the safeties. Now, I heard Randy Mack talk about it. Arch kind of hinted this on Tuesday, that maybe Carolina, with their secondary, decides to maybe go a little bit more man-to-man. And if they go man-to-man, all of a sudden some of the things we've been trying to do in the passing game, maybe that starts to work for us, because we've seen teams go with two high safeties.
Yes.
Maybe they're going to try to do you stop the run and make him beat you, Penix Jr., based on what? Because some DCs might feel that way.
Look, if I'm playing the Falcons, and if I'm Carolina, I cannot get gashed like I saw the Minnesota Vikings do. Then I'm going to tell you, yes, I know Penix is dangerous, but I'd rather him make those throws in those coverage situations than knowing that we're about to get 150 or 200 yards put up on us, Mike. That's just too much. So you got to pick it now. You got to go into this game and say, what are you going to do? You're going to try to make Penix beat you with his arm, which I think is probably the idea. But I said this to you guys earlier. They play a lot of cover three, which means there's going to be a lot of stuff in front, not deep, but in front of Michael Penix that he can hit. We can pick up 10, 15 yards, Mike, because they want to keep everything in front of them. At least that's how they've been playing. And so if you play that way, we can dink and dunk all day, and Penix will still have 250, 275 yards, may have two touchdowns. Or you can say, you know what, we're going to stuff the run and we're going to do more man-to-man. That's just not been their philosophy.
J.C. Horn's got one pick on the season already. And the other corner, Mike Jackson, according to ESPN, has got two pass defenses. But again, if Mooney's back to being 100%, I just think our wide receivers have looked lackluster because they're not 100, and that makes Penix look a little funky. Arch talked about maybe crisper route running in the red zone.
Yeah.
But, you know,
doesn't that make you feel good, though, that we've been able to do this without our guys being 100%?
But I would say, if I'm Zach Robinson, if we can run the ball the way we did against Minnesota, then just keep running it. You know, because the screen pass, that put us behind schedule, the drop screen.
Yeah.
And then, of course, look, the unfortunately, Drake fumbling with that punch-out strip. You know, that might have been another score. But, man, I think if we can get the passing game in the red zone on track, then all of a sudden you're feeling unbelievable about this team. And now maybe we're talking about 3-1 through the first four games.
And that would feel really good. I want you to hear James Pierce. By the way, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us. We're going to talk to him about the questions Mike and I were talking about as we get ready to face Alabama. That'll be next Saturday. Dogs and Bama both don't play on Saturday. James Pierce spoke to the media today. Mike, he was talking about how dangerous and violent this game is.
We try to play together as a family. I feel like that's the way we're going to get the best out of each other. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is out there, us relying on each other. You feel me? It's bullets flying, mama watching. You get what I'm saying? It's a dangerous game. So
right.
He got to have my back like he my brother. You know what I'm saying? And the bond and the connection and the time we spend together helping.
He's talking about the relationships, and he expounded on this, talking about why teammates' relationships matter. This is James Pierce Jr., by the way, picked up his first career sack last week. So did Jalen Walker. We expect more of that this week and continue to build.
It's everything, you know what I'm saying? I want to see him. It's just a different way to give each other your all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just look at your brother, know what he's going on, where he at in life, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, I like this kid, man. I didn't know what to expect. I do. Yeah. I like him.
We talked about him the first day we had him on. I think it was he was overwhelmed by the first day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good
call.
The TV,
good call.
All the press conferences, et cetera. And now we've subsequently talked to him at practice off mic. And this guy's bringing it. Players love him. Coaching staff loves him. Jalen Walker, we all knew he was ready to go. And then, look, the vicious, see, that's the thing, the viciousness. When Jalen Walker throws McCarthy, I probably watched that 10 times. When Jalen Walker comes zipping down the side, and just throws McCarthy down, we knocked out their running back and their quarterback the next couple of days. Vikings are banged up, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.